Okay, so far for the AP Rallo call, we still have Maureen online. YJ Park will be with us for 15 minutes. Cheryl Olivier, who's joined us, welcome Olivier, Pavan, and Renalia. Just if I have left someone off, please do speak up.
Okay.
Katie, Julie Hammer, Charles Mock, Ali Al-Michel, Vivek. Vivek Anandan and Edmund Chung, apologies.
Yep. Okay.
I'll just see if a few other people are joining. And Sala will be joining us in 15 minutes.
Excellent.
Holly, Cheryl here. Can I propose, while YJ is here, because she's only going to be here for the next 10 minutes, that we leave the thrill packed and exciting action item crapola until later and after she leaves, along with the equally exciting open public consultation, and that she is allowed to be part of the Baku reporting back. And specifically be able to raise that the next regional IGF information because it's very important for AP Rallo to recognise that we have opportunities not only in our regional IGF but of course in the next main IGF which will be run in our region. So that's my proposal to get those things early in our agenda.
Yep. And in fact, YJ has just typed in Asia Pacific Regional IGF. After the roll call, why don't we start talking about the Asia Pacific Regional IGF and then YJ can go. Have we got roll call yet, Gisela?
With pleasure, Holly. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call on Tuesday the 27th of September at 0500 UTC. On today's call, we have Maureen Hilliard, YJ Park, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olivier Crépin Leblanc, Pavan Boudrani, Holly Raich, Renalia Abdul Rahim. We have Sala, who will be joining us in the next 15 minutes, and Kiranush in the next 20 minutes. We have Yanis Lee, who has just joined us on the Adobe Connect. Apologies today from KP, Julie Hammer, Charles Mock, Ali Al-Michel, Dr. Vivek Anandan, and Edmund Chung. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you. I'll finally say it, Holly, for the transcript record. Could we just start not with the agenda, but an item that YJ Park can talk to? And it came out, one of the things that on our agenda for today is a review of what happened at Baku. And one of the things was a discussion about the Asia-Pacific regional IGF idea. So I know Cheryl and YJ can both talk about that. Could we bring that discussion forward before YJ goes? So YJ and Cheryl, over to you. Right.
YJ, all yours.
YJ.
*7 to unmute.
Cheryl, maybe you can talk while YJ's typing. YJ, no, we can't hear her at all.
Have you done *7? Okay. All right. Well, failing that, I'll fill in until YJ fixes the audio problem and perhaps staff could assist on that. Cheryl's not a transcript record. AP Rallo, I think, should be, as they will be, I trust, later in the ALAC call today, recognised and complimented for the great presence and presentations that they did at the recent Internet Governance Forum in Baku. ICANN itself was well represented, but AP Rallo was, I think, extremely well represented in that subset. We also had and there'd be reports being filed, if not already filed, on the individual efforts on all of that, including and quite specifically the AP Rallo workshop, which Renalia has reported on, but which I think we as AP Rallo should note formally for the record, went brilliantly well, and that was, I think, if not wholly, substantially because of Renalia's excellent organisational and management skills. I would trust her to run such things in any future point in time. I was part of several workshops, all of which went very well, but working with her on the one that she was managing was not only a pleasure, I think it was a resounding success. So I think we need to record a vote of thanks for her amazing work and also for the panel itself. I think it went very, very well indeed. That said, one of the other important things we did as a side issue as a region while we were together in Baku is meet as an extended version of what has become a traditional multi-stakeholder input model of work group for the planning of the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF. I am delighted to report to you all that the 2013 Regional IGF is in fact going to be officially running out of Seoul. This is something from my point of view has been a long time coming. We should note that South Korea was going to be, I'm assuming it's Seoul, why Jay can correct me, but I figured it would be her hometown, was going to be the probable venue for the 2012 regional IGF, but in fact they quite graciously specified when Tokyo wished to do this year's regional Internet Governance Forum. So the combined wisdom of the multi-stakeholder model has decided that we will be officially running our 2013 AP Regional IGF in Korea, and we will be running our 2014 Regional IGF in India. The city is yet to be determined there. To that end, YJ is going to be, along with Tiffa and the team that she is working with, not only extremely busy but pivotal for a huge amount of opportunity for those of us in AP Rallo to have a key role in what is the very important regional IGF. I would suggest that YJ will be in a position to very shortly do regular reports to us on how this is going. I certainly would assume that we should also have a future agenda point where the planning committee, which Edmund and a whole bunch of us are on and have been on for years, as we build the program and everything, should also have a reporting point back to our monthly AP Rallo meetings, because I think it is important that all our ALSs are brought up to speed on that, and that may need a bit of push. I'm sincerely hoping, and I haven't spoken to YJ on this, that the venue, that whilst the venue is yet to be specifically confirmed, that the dates will be chosen to be in the new financial year, so it'll be in the 2013 financial year for a whole lot of reasons, not the least of which is sponsorship and getting things like community travel support done. But if that's not the case, I'm sure we'll know fairly soon. If that is the case, then AP Rallo needs to be aware of that in case they want to do any sort of requests. The only other thing I think is important while we're speaking on RGF World is to note that now we have had confirmed that the 2013 Internet Governance Forum, the UN one, is going to be also held in our region. It will be in, I do have the dates, so I'll give them to you in a moment. It will be in October, I believe now, and it will in fact be in Bali, that we have a multitude of opportunity for our region, and we probably need to be very careful that we don't want to have too many bites at the support cherry. We may have to split our resource requirements but also our presence rather carefully. Other than that, yes, when we have the AP Regional RGF meeting coming up on Thursday, YJ, as she's written into the chat, will be able to report more. But Yanis, while you're on the line, I'm unaware of this meeting on Thursday, and I'll be pretty annoyed if I've been left off the list. Thank you.
Is YJ not on the phone?
She's not able to be heard. She's typing.
Okay. They're trying a phone call now. Meanwhile, Yanis? Okay.
Well, that's the end of that. I think we need to watch and have the links to whatever reporting is done. I think they should link off our regional site as well as live in the general ALAC and other sites. So I think it's important that we do link out. And I would note that at the moment we have no links between the AP Rallo Wiki and any of the regional IGF activities to date. Thanks, Holly. Back to you.
Okay. Are there any other reports from Baku that we should note? And if people have looked at the AP Rallo page, they will have seen Rinalia's rather extensive report. Is there anything coming out of Baku that you would like to report to the meeting before we go back to the agenda? Maureen.
Not at this point. Let's just proceed with the rest of the agenda.
Okay. Your hand is still up, but it's not.
That's not mine, I think.
Okay.
Holly, it's mine. Maureen here.
Yeah, Maureen.
I just wanted to mention about the small island state event that I participated in as well at Baku.
So, please do.
I sent a short report, but it was an opportunity for us to actually sort of like just express some concerns of small island states and from the Pacific perspective anyway. And I really appreciated being able to have that chance, even though apparently the sound wasn't too hot, I hear.
Actually, it was a good report, thank you. I hope other people have read it. Okay, Rinalia, do you want to report on Baku, or should we just move on to go back to the agenda?
Please move on to the agenda, Holly.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the minutes and the action items. I trust everybody has read the minutes from last meeting, which was held in Toronto. Okay. There was There was some discussion on capacity building, and I gather Sarah has not joined the call, so we'll leave that one. The other item that came out of the action item was related, and that was us to reach out to the ALSs and find out what kind of capacity building they want. I think that ties in a bit with the planning that we're just starting for Beijing, so maybe we'll go to Beijing. The other thing, Cheryl, from the action item, Cheryl mentioned that this was the first meeting of the multi-stakeholder model, and we had to make sure that there were invitations that were going out and they were appropriate. Now, where we're up to, and I think now we can actually... okay, are there any action items that need further reviewing? I trust everybody's read them. I don't want to spend a lot of time. Excellent. Okay, open public consultations. Now, at the moment, what's on our screen is not the public consultations, but that's okay. Have people actually looked at the policy page? Because there are a couple of things that have come up, which I will talk about since they're not on the page. The first one is there is a board statement that has come out about the literally what is happening with the Who Is report. And if people would have read that statement, it's really in two parts. One is that there will be continued compliance activities to enforce the existing RAA, including its requirements on Who Is. The other was the board was sympathetic with a particular input by the SSAC, which said we actually need to go back to square one and look at specifically what Who Is and what it was designed to do, and look at whether there are better ways to achieve what the Who Is database was set up to do or not set up to do, perhaps more appropriately. Now, that statement was finally made public and published on the 19th. What it does have is implications for what happens with the negotiations on RAA and the RAA, which are to be finalised by the end of December. Now, Sintra is going through the RAA. She's going through what suggestions were made. So we have an ongoing policy action in relation to that, the sort of the combination of Who Is and RAA. Second policy item that is up is the what is the intertransfer protocol, ITRP, Part D. Now, Olivier's on the line, I hope. Olivier, when I last looked at our policy page, it looked as if Alan was looking at Part D, which has been released for public comment, due sometime in early December. Has ALAC made any decision, or has Alan actually made a decision on what we're going to do? Olivier.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier Crémin-Leblanc for the transcript record. I have just now an email from Alan on the ALACNet that he does not believe that a public comment should be drafted by the ALAC. However, he to somehow transmit the ALAC's support for this over directly as the JSO liaison over to the working group. And he, and I'm just reading it as I speak, he wishes to remind that there should be some at-large people on a forthcoming working group that will work on the issue. I'll expand further on that once I get a bit of direct feedback from Alan later on in the ALAC call, which I believe you might be... Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's going to be at 2 o'clock this morning in Sydney time. That's okay. Happy with that.
okay, there you go. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, in fact, we may be looking for, Alan may suggest there be hands up for that. The other thing is community, and maybe Olivier, you can comment on this as well. Is there going to be community input on the draft 2013 to 2016 strategic plan?
Based on the for the transcript record, I believe that already has happened. Just have to check, because I do get a bit confused sometimes. There's the strategic plan, there's the finance plan. Let me check on this.
It was put up on the Adobe Connect, so I also agree. I think that input is over. I think what I listed is, are the only things that are outstanding at this stage. But I'm happy to be, if anybody else is any aware of anything.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Here we go. It's Olivier again for the transcript record. Let me just help you out on that. I've just opened the correct page for this. Yeah, Tijani Benjema has drafted a statement on this. And the statement was adopted with 11 votes in favor and one abstention.
Okay.
And that's been sent over to the process earlier on this month.
Okay. Now, a final question maybe for you and probably for Alan. Where are we up to with the rules of procedure? Or is that just an ALAC thing and we don't have to worry about it from AP Rollo?
It's Olivier for the transcript record. The rules of procedure are still on their way. There was a little a lull, as one would call it, in the progress due to first we had the Toronto meeting, but then many people were in back as well. I believe that things might be moving forward again, since you do have the person chairing most of the work or sort of the umbrella work of these rules of procedure on the call, you might wish to ask her, and of course I'm speaking about Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl, do you want to say anything on rules of procedure, or should we just let that one go on? Okay.
Sorry, I only just managed to unmute. As I will say to the ALAC later, work that I have represented us in and have contributed to the text of, unless it's likely to be contentious, in other words, unless we expect specific sectors of the ICANN community to, for some reason or other, raise significant issue with what is, at that stage, consensus to draft, at least, proposals. I usually recommend that the ALAC, for example, either remain silent or does little more than a "what a good job, thank you, we think this is a wonderful piece of work." But whenever we've got a situation that AP Rollo may have a particular interest, and this has happened from time to time, for example, in the wonderful world of IDN, I think what we need to do is make sure that Holly, you and Renalia and Sala are going to the ALAC meeting well equipped from our AP Rollo meeting with our opinions. So thanks for the opportunity, Olivier, but I'm going to say what I said then to you later today. And I'd be very keen to hear if anyone in the general rank and file of AP Rollo believes that we've missed something or that something more needs to be done in a particular area. So I don't often sidestep that I'm going to there.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. It's the thing to note on this call then is simply there's been, and people can read this in the Adobe Connect, there's recently approved ALAC statements, which includes the input to the strategic plan, the use of drawing for prioritising new GTLDs, and I think people have been watching that on the list ad nauseam, if I might add. The proposed bylaws to amend to align board terms, we've all seen that. The IDNs, that's been a really kind of interesting issue. We I suppose there are just so many issues within that big issue. The latest one was draft recommendations for their overall policy for the selection of IDNs for CCTLD strings. That was approved a couple of weeks ago. Trademark clearinghouse documents. And the rest are listed. I hope you've all been following that. Now, where we go, what is publicly still open, I've mentioned the IRTP. We've just heard from Olivier, possibly no statement. That's part D. Part C is retirement of the past. The application for the new GNSO constituency candidacy, that comment is closed now. Olivia, do you know anything? This is the at-large white paper on future challenges. Where are we up to with that? That was originally started by Jean-Jacques and Evan, was it not? Is there anything going on there? I don't think so. I think it's just our own paper.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier for the transcript. Actually, there has been some movement. It wasn't only Evan and Jean-Jacques. It was several people, including a couple from AP Rallo. And, of course, as part of the Future Challengers Working Group. Now, the process that is going on at the moment is that there is a public comment period that has been sent out by At Large. It's the second one in the history of At Large that we actually have an ICANN-wide public comment period, and this is why I wanted to make note of that, and I'll be mentioning that later on in the ALAC monthly call as well. I gather that it's going to be pretty strange. It would be pretty strange if we were to comment on our own public comment period, because we will be the ones who will be reading those comments coming in. So it's not worth commenting on that one, but it's worth mentioning the fact that we do have this going on. What's interesting is that because we are the ALAC, and this is not a GNSO working group having a public comment, the format of integration of those comments is going to be somehow different to a working group. In the working group, GNSO working group, you would need to have the working group integrate the comments in the main text. Or if the comments were not to be included, then there should be feedback as to why those comments are not suitable for integration in the main text. In our case, we have made it clear that the comments will be appended to the text so that the text itself will not be changed, so that the nature of the document will not change. However, we will append all of the as I said, all of the comments in an appendix, and this will serve, the whole document plus the appendix will serve as a starting point for a discussion, or a wider or a wide discussion that we will be engaging in Beijing. The next stage is to prepare a session, a session that will basically go across the whole of ICANN in Beijing, and there is hope that there will be a lot of stakeholder engagement on that. But of course, we'll have our first view of this when we start seeing comments coming in.
So Holly for the transcript records. Olivier, there will be probably a session then on the white paper in Beijing.
Probably yes. And I'm using probably because we have not had full confirmation yet. As you know, ICANN meetings are very, very busy meetings, and schedules are done a little bit later. But certainly we have launched a request for an ICANN-wide session to take place.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda, and we might actually have a short meeting this time. Olivia, first of all, did you get my the report I did for October.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivier here. I did receive it, and I have to thank you for this extensive report. I will be mentioning this in the ALAC call later on.
Good. Thank you. Finally, I would like to say probably half the people on this call were on the previous call, which is just the beginning of ALAC organizing its for an organizing committee for Beijing. The items that we discussed for the very few people who weren't on that call included both a look at the general ICANN agenda and where the specific events we're talking about fit in, a look at the overall budget that we have from ICANN, which will cover primarily travel for ALS representatives to Beijing. So most of the expenditure is going to be on airfares, accommodation and stipend. There is an amount of $7,500 which is not tagged for anything but which we can use for some of the events for the Beijing ICANN meeting. Now, the organizing committee, which most of us are there, it's obviously, it's got Cheryl, it has Hong, it has Jack, and I don't dare say Jack's surname, but Jack is understudy for Hong. It has Renalia, Maureen, RJ, and we've got co-chairs somewhere between three and four members, but I'm a co-chair along with Renalia. YJ is happy to work as well with Hong and Jack. So basically we have a sort of a chairmanship regime. In terms of work that has been done, the best we could do for the meeting was to start to assign tasks for working groups. And the idea is the working groups will start to work through the sorts of tasks they've undertaken to do. And we will be meeting in about a fortnight's time, just for progress. Now, the committees we have, we've got sponsorship, and that's going to be Cheryl working together with Edmund and Maureen. We have the idea is having promotional items that may be covered by sponsorship, not clear yet. Hong made a very clear point of the need to engage local communities in the meeting, and she will be in charge of that as well as youth forums along with Jack and probably Edmund for a showcase event which will be planned in conjunction with a reception. Edmund and Maureen will be working together. And what we want to do is to go out to every member of ALAC, if nothing else, to show the diversity of the membership, everything from something from Azerbaijan all the way up to something from Beijing. We have to decide the nature of it, but it would be nice to have some kind of either short video or something that people can showcase from their region, and I'll be sending out an email to all of the ALSs to say, think through what it is you can do in terms of either video and or material to showcase your region. The General Assembly, I'll be working with, well, Cheryl put her hand up, but it's going to be more than that. It's going to be essentially like an AGM, and that has to be planned. There's plenty of precedent for that, so I'll be working with ICANN staff. And the final item that we worked through, not very conclusively, was fellowship, not the traditional fellowship meeting program that ICANN runs, but a sort of an outreach. The other issue that we haven't covered, but we really have to cover, and it will probably be part of the traditional ICANN meeting, will be capacity building. Now, there's some precedent in what the North American RALO did. They had capacity building, but that started at 7 in the morning. I'm not sure I can actually get AP RALO people to get up at 7 in the morning to do that. But I'm hoping that Sala will be involved in that because she's just done some work and training in Swift Islands, and she's given AP RALO members a report on that. So I'm hoping that we can work with her to have some kind of capacity building as part of what we're doing. Now, can anybody, or does anybody have any input on what more we can do at AP RALO to start preparing for the Beijing meeting of ICANN at this stage? Okay. Oops. Vinalia.
Yes, just one quick comment, Holly. In Baku, one of the outcomes is that there will be an Asia-Pacific strategy of ICANN. And I think that when I volunteered to coordinate the multi-stakeholder roundtable policy discussion, my intention was to actually link those together. That's one thing that I'd like to put on the table. Thank you.
Okay. And that's actually, that would be one of the events that was woven into the North American event that will also be woven into our event. Is there anything old? Havan is suggesting we invited some prominent speakers, and I think we should do for the same thing for Beijing. Havan, may I make a suggestion that you put on the list the sorts of speakers you had in Singapore so that we can have a look at that as well? And
yep, sure, I can do that.
And draft a list of names for outreach. I think we need to do that as well. That's okay?
Yep, that's sure. I can have that list of like the people who we worked with for the Singapore event, and see who else might be interesting for the Beijing event as well. Just like maybe a 5-minute presentation or so on.
That would be great. And Heidi's just corrected me. The 7,500 is contingency. So if we want to spend any money at all, we're probably going to have to get it from sponsorship, as Heidi pointed out last meeting, the money that the costs that will be covered by ICANN tend to be the rooms and the technical support. So if we want to do other things, then in fact we'll have to find sponsorship money. Now I think Edmund said that he's probably DotAsia can contribute. I think Cheryl also can come up with some names from Australia. I think there's probably plenty of opportunity for sponsorship, but I think before we do the sponsorship, we actually have to figure out what it is that we're going to do and what we're seeking money for before we go out for money. So we need to do the whole thing in order. Now, Heidi also said in staff support. Heidi, I should never take that for granted. I'm sorry. Okay, is there any, at this stage, any other business that we need to finish before the call ends? Because we've got, okay, AP RALO workshop in Baku, we've had the reports. Have people checked out the AP RALO, AF RALO workspace on that? There are some reports there that are very interesting. Okay. Now, if there's no other business, I'm going to let people have a 15-minute break. A 15-minute early call.
Holly, Cheryl here.
Yep.
Thanks, Holly. I did type in, but it would have gone off screen. I would very much like to get a brief update on the hugely successful Pacific Island Chapters INET that's been running out of Suva. We have both, I believe, Maureen, who was a presenter in a number of excellent sessions, and of course Sala, who did a particular youth outreach focus as well, and I think just a couple of minutes from each of them would be well worthwhile. And particularly if we could get a little written report that we could link to our regional space on that, I think that would be excellent. Thanks, Holly.
Holly, you've already talked about it before.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. This is Maureen here, everyone. Yes, we've just come to the end of a week-long Pacific iNet, PAC iNet, and we were actually able to use, this was a special celebration for us because it was our 10th anniversary of PAC iNet, celebrating, of course, with ISOC's 20th birthday, which was cool. And but the PAC iNet was really successful in that, you know, like it really did give us an opportunity for further outreach, not just for within, you know, to do with the things to do within the region, but we were actually able to bring out a lot more about ICANN and the work that it does. Savu did a presentation on ICANN development, and I think it is a really good opportunity for people in the Pacific to actually learn more about what is actually happening within the region, outside of the region, and bringing that back, you know, into sort of like raising awareness amongst our members. And it was sort of like pretty sick. I feel really good that we had a really successful week. But when it comes to outreach and Sala's work in relation to her capacity building that she's done with the youth this week, and I think that she was going to hold, there was a women's session, you know, raising awareness for a woman that was coming through too. So yeah, we're having a successful week, and we mean to slightly move on from there. Thank you,
Maureen. Holly, for the record, I've seen a little bit of the report, but given that what we're doing in Beijing is doing a lot of showcasing, it might be really interesting to see, well, to showcase one part of what PIC ISOC and the ISOC did in the Pacific Islands. Just thinking that there may be a lot of really interesting material coming out of that can be showcased in Beijing. Maureen, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, Holly, you're very, very faint. I couldn't quite hear what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry, it's my fault. A lot of the material coming out of the PIC ISOC would be really interesting to showcase in Beijing. So I've seen the material that you've done. Have you circulated that to everybody?
I agree. There's certainly, and I've just been sitting here thinking about how we could present. And I mean, there's the Pacific view, but there's definitely, you know, as Rinalia says, I mean, you know, the East Asian, the South, and Southeast Asian, there's the diversity that can actually be showcased in a video presentation would be really, really excellent.
Okay. Action item on you, maybe to at least circulate a link so we can have a look. Is that possible?
Okay, will do.
That'd be good. Thank you. Is there any other business push? Sorry, Cheryl. If not now, Cheryl, there was in the chat, there was something that says there's no follow-up from NOMCOM meeting after Toronto. So besides the updates I've sent, the application process for accepting this OI is open. I have nothing to share at this point, but would encourage once again to take into consideration that there's an open position for Asia-Pacific region. And Cheryl, your reply is NOMCOM will, however, be meeting soon and more reporting. Is that enough of an answer to Sirenish?
It's not an answer to Sirenish. It was an update to you all.
Okay. All right. Is there anything we should be doing there?
Yes, the only thing now I've got the floor of Cheryl for the record is that it is so important for us to find real talent from Asia Pacific region to put into the selection mix for any and all of the leadership positions. And if you would indulge me, Holly, if perhaps Ciro and I could be given a 5-minute slot at a future AP Rallo meeting, I think we'd probably like to brief you all very formally for the record exactly what we're looking for, because to be honest, what you're sending is AP.
Okay. Heidi Geisler, if you can note an agenda item for the next meeting on the issue, that would be very fun. That would be good. Thank you. In the meantime, okay, we've got, is there any other business? If not, I will let people off 10 minutes early. Is there any other business? Okay. Well, then, I will be talking to all of you a month from now, but there will be plenty of stuff going on the various subcommittees for Beijing, and probably I'll be talking to most of you within the next 2 weeks, if that would be fine. Okay? And thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Holly. Bye.
Okay, bye.